In recent weeks, two devastating hurricanes have pummeled the southeastern United States. Scientists say they were made worse by climate change. Despite the far-ranging effects of the climate crisis, the issue hasn't surged to the front of the presidential election. As WPR's Danielle Kading reports, that's dismayed some Wisconsin voters who say it should be top of mind.
In September, a crowd waits in line to see Minnesota Governor Tim Walz at a campaign rally in Superior. Off to the side, Ashland business owner and Democrat Will Pipkin is setting up signs. He rattles off their slogans.
Without a healthy climate, there's no freedom. Another cat lady for democracy.
Pipkin said climate change is one of his top issues, and it's among reasons why he's backing Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris and Walz in the presidential race. WPR asked voters about what issues they want candidates to discuss as part of our America Amplified project. More than a dozen people said climate change is their top concern. Pipkin said he feels Harris and Republican former President Donald Trump didn't say much about the issue during the September presidential debate.
It was glossed over. I'm glad that she pointed toward the things that happened as a part of Build Back Better and the other infrastructure projects. That's good, but it's not nearly enough as to where we need to go.
He's not alone. Democrat Diane Parker of Trigo told WPR she wishes the candidates would weigh in on climate change and severe weather.
I think it's not as much of a hot button issue as some of the other political questions are, the economy and others.
Political expert Mordecai Lee says it's interesting that climate change has been practically invisible in this election, despite two hurricanes hitting Florida in 2 weeks. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
What we're seeing the two candidates talking about as those top of mind issues really don't come anywhere near climate change.
The issue is way down the list of voters' concerns in state and national polls. In a survey last year by Wisconsin's, residents rated it as less of a problem than inflation, gun violence, and health care. Lee says part of the reason it may not be getting much attention is that voters already see Democrats as the pro-environment party. During the presidential debate, Harris touted spending under laws like the Inflation Reduction Act.
Over the last 4 years, we have invested $1 trillion in a clean energy economy, while we have also increased domestic gas production to historic levels.
In stark contrast, Trump said he would revoke any unspent funds under the law, calling it the Green New Scam. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, he pledged to boost oil production.
I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy. We will drill, baby, drill.
During his presidency, Trump withdrew the nation from the Paris Climate Agreement. The Biden-Harris administration later rejoined the pact aimed at reducing emissions worldwide. Sedona Chin is an assistant professor of life sciences communication at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says climate change is clearly not a priority for Trump and adds Harris may not be talking about it as she tries to court voters across the political aisle.
There may be some hesitancy to using an issue that's typically considered a politically polarized issue and a wedge issue and talking about that too much because there's a risk it could alienate some of those moderate Republicans.
In Wisconsin, a survey this year shows voters are split on climate change along party lines. But some conservatives are concerned about it, including Appleton native and Gen Z Republican Benji Backer. The founder of the American Conservation Coalition says the country needs an all-of-the-above energy policy that includes conservative solutions to climate change.
You can lower carbon emissions and pollution in the atmosphere and also grow the economy.
As December draws near, Backer says he's undecided. He says he doesn't subscribe to Harris' beliefs on environmental issues, but Trump's stance on climate change isn't good enough for him. Either way, political experts say the issue is unlikely to pull in Wisconsin's few undecided voters on Election Day. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you have questions about voting in Wisconsin or you want to learn about the candidates on your ballot, visit WPR.org/election2024.